Out of the Dawn Light by Alice Clare. Read by Charlotte Strevens. 1.
The news of William the Conqueror's death reached us when we were celebrating my sister's wedding. My mother sniffed, drew in her lips, and remarked that it was scarcely likely to affect us in our lonely corner of Ingerland, one ruthless Norman king undoubtedly being very much like another. My mother was wrong. When I said we celebrated Goda's wedding, what I meant was we were rejoicing because we would no longer have to share a home with her. For all of us, my mother, my father, my granny, my dreamy sister Elfritha, who wants to be a nun, my brother Haywood, who has a terrible stammer but the kindest eyes in the fens, my little brother Squeak, the trickster, the baby in his cradle, and me. This long-awaited day was just too good to let anything spoil it. Even the news that the mighty King William, called the Conqueror, had died far away somewhere in France. Squeak had prepared a sackful of tricks to play on the bride, but for once my parents were in agreement, and they strictly forbade him to perform any sort of a tease until Goda was safely wed. Squeak pleaded and wheedled, he's very good at both, and begged to be allowed just one little jest. The grass snake slipped into the foot of Goda's bed, he suggested craftily, would be good, because it would make sure she did not snore away half the morning, and then get into a state because she did not have enough time to get herself ready. My mother heard him out impassively. Then she said, do the trick if you must, but if you...